Hey, Brooksy.
Brett Kissel, how are you, my friend?
If I was any better, I'd start complaining it's too good.
Well, let's get right to the meat of the matter. How was it opening for Garth Friday night?
It was honestly as good as it gets. He was just so kind and generous to give me that opportunity in front of the Northern Alberta kind of hometown crowd. It was so special.
Did you have a chance to meet with him and Trisha?
Yeah, you know what? He was very, very good with his time. And what was really special is I had my wife and my daughter backstage. He was just telling stories about his family and his kids and everything, and how nice it was just to maybe just kind of talk to him like he was an uncle or like a friend. It was really, really nice.
And you have a couple of more dates with him on this tour.
That's correct. Yeah, we're very excited that, you know, the weekend isn't over yet. We have a few more in Edmonton. And that's honestly, Brooksy, going to get me in such a good mood to come back the weekend after play on Thursday in Lethbridge for the PBR. Like, I'm in such a great mood for playing some great country music. I hope that everybody down there is ready, because I'm ready for them.
Well, you open for Garth. Have you asked him to open for you at the PBR kickoff concert?
I did tell him that I'm going to be playing the PBR in Lethbridge, but I think he's going to be in Philadelphia starting on Thursday. So Philadelphia or Lethbridge. I think he chose Philly this time around, but I'll see if I can twist his arm.
Well, you know what? Ask and you might, don't, and you won't.
Like Gretzky says, you don't make 100% of the shots you don't take. So
yeah.
I definitely took the opportunity to tell him about the PBR.
Well, you know what? You've come a long way since performing for a few of our listeners at Boston Pizza 4 years ago. I mean, you've got a Juno, 3 CCMA Awards. You're living the dream. Is it a reality yet?
You know, yes and no. I mean, I vividly remember playing at Boston Pizza and meeting you for the first time and everything. And it's surreal to think that, you know, only a little bit of time has passed that I've been able to, you know, enjoy some of these moments. But as far as I'm concerned, Brooksy, I still got a long ways to go and a lot of great things to achieve. And I have to be very thankful for my roots and where I came from. I'm a proud Alberta boy. So getting a chance to come back to Lethbridge and, you know, maybe just celebrate and spend time, I think it's going to be time well spent.
You mentioned your wife and baby a moment ago. Despite all the fame and success, I'm going to guess your greatest achievement has been little Mila. And baby number 2 is on the way. Give us an update.
Yes, sir. Well, I'm very, very proud to tell you that the next little baby is going to arrive in a couple of months. My wife, she's, almost 8 months along now. So we are very, very blessed to have another baby come into the family. And you know, a Juno Award can happen, a touring with Garth Brooks can happen, and those are great moments, but nothing like being a parent. And I know that you and all your listeners, you know, I'm sure can attest to that.
You said you're excited to come back to Lethbridge. Tell fans what they're in for the night of March 2nd at the NMAX at the PBR kickoff.
Well, just because it's a Thursday doesn't mean you have to go to work on Friday. If I do my job correctly, we're going to have a great time, drink a lot of beer, and party hard. And if you don't want to go to work on Friday, you don't have to. I'll write the sick note. I'll call your boss. Come down and let's party like it's a Saturday night.
All right, get an autograph and a note for your boss in the concourse.
Yes, I promise you we'll do it.
Today's Country 95.5 proud to present Brett Kissel at the PBR kickoff concert March 2nd at the NMAX Center. We'll see you in about a week, Brett. All the best. Take care.
I can't wait. And there's only a few tickets left, so we can't wait to pack the place and have a great party. And hopefully we'll get a chance to see you too, Brooksy, and all the best to you and your listeners.